T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Around here, we know the name Allen Rossum. If you're a Falcons fan, you know it very well. How many years was he back there hauling in kickoffs for the Atlanta Falcons?
He was an Eagle first.
Well, he was an Eagle first. That's
he
correct.
He was an Eagle first.
And before that, he was a Notre Dame Golden Domer. And he joins us on the waitfor.com hotline this morning to talk a little bit about what's going to happen in Athens and more. Morning to you, Allen.
Good morning, guys. What's up, Chief?
What's going on, man? Hey, first, I want to say congratulations for dropping your babies off at college. How did you feel after doing that?
It was different, man, because, I wasn't going to Notre Dame with my alma mater, so I dropped her off about a month ago. But I see her every couple of weeks because I'm at all of these games at the home games. And then just dropping her twin off at Stanford was a little different because it's a little further away. And it's one of our many rivals. But it was cool, man. I didn't even shed a tear.
Yes, you lied. Allen, I know you're lying. You cried now. Your baby girl way out there in California, you cried. You cried.
Here's what I will tell you. Both trips, the RAs had to tell us, hey, can you guys leave the campus, please? We really overstayed our welcome on both stops, including yesterday. We had to keep apologizing because we kept thinking of stuff to do. Had to put a light on her bike, had to get her a new helmet, even though she's not going to wear it. So I took it back. Little stuff like that. But it was interesting, man. I've heard a lot of different stories, but I think we kind of been comparing for a while. So it was cool.
Well, congratulations. Now I want to ask you about your alma mater, man. Because there's been a lot of people that think that Notre Dame does not have a chance against Georgia. But if there's one thing that Notre Dame needs to do well to beat the Georgia Bulldogs, what does that one thing have to be?
Stop the run. We've been kind of poor. So you got some good bookends, for pass rush, got a good safety crew. But we lost a lot on our D-line and linebackers last year. So we got to stop that run, man. And that's what's one of the things that Georgia does best is run the ball up the middle. And then we also got to run the ball. We've been pass happy lately. I don't know if you're trying to get Ian Book, first round grade or whatever, but we have a pretty solid offensive line. Even though we lost a lot on the offensive line as well. I mean, they're being strong and they've been in the system. And we got some very capable running backs. So hopefully we get some of our key people back that have been injured or they set out last week against New Mexico. And we control the line of scrimmage on both sides.
Talking with Allen Rossum, a longtime Atlanta Falcon. Yes, I guess he was an Eagle before he was a Falcon, but I consider him an Atlanta Falcon. Talking to us about his college at Notre Dame with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99. The thing. Curious, Allen, if you're hearing, I guess the Irish have to be hearing this too. The chatter is around the nation, and it's become conventional wisdom this week that Georgia, as you said, is going to beat up on Notre Dame. They have to be hearing that up in South Bend, right?
Of course, you hear all that chatter, but only thing that matters is what you say about yourself. So people can tell you the greatest thing on earth or the worst thing on earth, but if you believe that you're somewhere in the middle, you'll be fine. You try not to read your own press clippings, whether good or bad, and kind of stay that even keel. We go out and just execute the plan, which is typically infallible if everyone's on the same page, then we'll be fine. Now, it's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be SEC football. It's Saturday night. Some of the other SEC schools in America, they got to play during the daytime. They will remain nameless. One of them's in Alabama. But we're not worried about that. We don't listen to the naysayers. We've been either the most loved or most hated in every stadium that we go to. And sometimes at our home stadium, we were the most hated when we played Georgia 2 years ago. So it's fine, man. Hopefully these kids just rise to the occasion. Don't let the moment get away from them.
You know what? We're talking to Allen Rossum, a longtime Notre Dame great, Atlanta Falcons great, Philadelphia Eagle great, and on 92.9 The Game. And I just wanted to ask you, man, how does the Notre Dame community feel about Brian Kelly, and are they ready to move on from him?
That's a great question. It took a minute for me to clean the film and grow on me. I think it's kind of mixed emotions. We have the same standard as everyone else. Go to a big-time bowl game and win the games and, of course, win the national championship. So every year we go out with those goals. They have built new facilities up there. They have a new 100,000 square foot indoor football facility up there. They've done their best to get the top recruits in. All he has to do now is just go out and win. So I think it's probably mixed emotions. For me and my family, I think that he's done as well as he can. So considering this, one, not every kid is going to be accepted into Notre Dame. And you have to be a special kid to get in. We tried to recruit the kids. There were SEC kids or ACC kids, but that campus is a little different. It doesn't have the most parties, and it gets a little cold up there. So, and the campus is real small. Even though they have 80-plus thousand in the stands, there's only like 7,500 kids there. So it's a little different, man. So you got to be a special type of person to want to go there. I have no idea how I fit in up there, but I did. It was one of the best decisions of my life. So hopefully they continue with their winning ways and won't have any disruption.
We're talking with Alan Rossum, former Notre Dame great with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
So, there's a name that's been floating around out there, Urban Meyer. So if you had an opportunity to get Urban Meyer up there in South Bend, would that be something that you would definitely push for?
Well, see, Urban was my receiver coach at Notre Dame, so we already have a relationship.
Yes? Is that a yes?
Well, I can't speak on that. I'm not the power to be. I know Jack Swarick, well, also the athletic director, so I stay out of it, politics stuff, man. To me, it's always hard for me to express a need for change because you never know what you're going to get. And I love Urban like he's an uncle, so I have no problem with Urban Meyer. I have no problem with Brian Kelly. Considering that when I was playing and when you were playing, Notre Dame was the only school with the TV deal. Now everybody and their mom has one, so we're competing with a different animal now. So I'm not calling for a change at all. I think he's done well considering the circumstances of all that you have to do when you're a coach at Notre Dame.
You know what, Alan? What are you running for office? Because you sound like a politician, man. You sound like a straight up politician now.
Hey, you know what I'm mad about?
What you mad about?
I bought my daughter an iPad yesterday, and at 9 o'clock last night, they came out with a newer version.
Oh, you should have waited. You should have waited.
Oh,
you're about to get that new phone too. When she comes and say, "Dad, I need a new phone," you're about to get that new iPhone 11. That's gonna be about $1,200. You're gonna get that too.
Well, we've done a great job with this passed down phone. So whatever phone mom or dad has, then they can get it.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you.
And I just got the X, so I'm in no rush for phone.
So give me a prediction. Tomorrow night, how do you think this game is going to play out? Before you do that, if Notre Dame plays Georgia close, how are you going to feel about that? If they're very competitive, how are you going to feel about that?
I feel great about it. I mean, this is a hostile environment that we're going into. And Georgia travels well anywhere. I mean, we saw how they traveled up to South Bend. So we know what we're getting into, but we're not afraid. We're going to show up early, and we're going to leave late. We have no problem playing against the top programs in the country. So my prediction is, hey, figure out a way to get a victory. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about if it's ugly or if it's pretty. If we're up 28, we're going to run the ball to seal the deal. And if we're up by 7, we're going to kick a field goal to do our best to seal the deal. We're not trying to win pretty at all. We just want to come away with a victory. This is SEC country, man. So, and I grew up in a football state, so I understand what it means.
Alan Rossum joining Johnny here for another minute here as we talk about Notre Dame and Georgia. Alan, from my perspective, now I don't dislike Georgia. I'm not a Georgia fan. Everybody on the listeners of the program knows that where I went to school. I went to Nebraska, and everybody understands that. But so I kind of view this somewhat dispassionately, but I'm obviously going to lean one way. One thing I am certain I know about Georgia, another I'm pretty sure that I know about Georgia. The one thing that I'm certain I know about Georgia is that every year Georgia has that game that for whatever reason it just decides not to show up. Now, I don't think that's going to be this week, but that happens every year. And can they survive that game where suddenly it just they're not there for some reason or another? The thing I'm pretty sure of is I think, Alan, that Georgia is the best team in the nation. They're better than Clemson. They're better than Alabama. They're more complete. Having said that, if they show up and they're more complete, what is the area that Notre Dame attacks when you think about Ian Book? How do they attack that Georgia defense? I mean, do they do it through, you say run the ball, but do they have to have trick plays? Do they have to have short fields? What do they have to do to try to attack that Georgia defense?
Man, like I said earlier, it's just controlling the trenches. You can't be afraid of stalling at the beginning of the game. Notre Dame, for the first couple of games, they started out slow and then picked it up as the game went on. I don't think we can do that in this game because this game can get out of control quickly. So we got to come out with a little bit more fire, rise to the occasion, and try to up-tempo their tempo, meaning that if they're at a level, try to go to a notch higher. Yeah, on paper, man, they can beat the Miami Dolphins right now on paper. And in my opinion, they should have won the national championship the last 2 years, give or take with Clemson last year, because that was just a crazy scenario that they kind of had everything going. But I was at that national championship game against Alabama. There's no way they should have lost that game. And that was just a bad year for Atlanta, as you know what happened in the Super Bowl. But on paper, they have had talent after talent after talent. And you see a lot of those guys go into the NFL and play well also. So if you look at it, we have no chance. But I remember, playing the number 5 team in the country, oh, so long ago, when they had this guy by the name of Keyshawn Johnson there. And we put a pretty nice little whipping on them as well. So whether they underestimated us, whether they didn't come to play, nobody cares about that. The only thing they put in the paper is wins and losses. That's all we care about.
Alan Ross. May Alan, one quick thing. Shout out to Falcons fans. All right, Hughes Eagles, and I know you guys are Eagles, but the Falcons fans here, because this is the Falcons station here, you keep tabs on the team?
Oh, yeah, very much. I was at the Falcons-Eagles game, so that was a little interesting, because I was drafted by the Eagles, as he knows. He took great care of me, by the way. So, great care of me. Showed me the ropes in Philly, along with some other guys by the name, that will remain nameless, but they're big-time guys. One is in the Hall of Fame, or another guy works for the NFL. But, I was blessed to be around some great veterans who showed me the way. And I made a lot of mistakes. So some of them learning from them, but other ones are kind of made on my own. But it was great to have great veterans like you and some of the other guys in that Eagles locker room. So I take nothing back from my time there. Cherish the moments that we've had here. Arthur Blank is a tremendous owner. And I wish to be somewhat of an owner like him or just in a philanthropic world. So big shout out to all of those guys. Man, I have no loyalty really to anything but Notre Dame, but if I had an NFL team, it would be the Atlanta Falcons, even though I'm from Dallas.
There you go. Alan Rossum, it's always a pleasure.
And shout out to ATL Zoom, too, because I heard you got, 100% of your kids? Going to college?
Yeah, so we have a youth track club, John, that has, for the third year in a row, 100% of our seniors are off in college somewhere in this grassland, from
great.
Harvard to Stanford to Hampton to FAMU. So those kids do a great job. And this year we had 22 kids finish number one. We had one girl, Jasmine Jones, won the Pan Am Games. So she's number one in North and South America, including Central America. So that's a pretty good team, man. You guys got to come out. You come out.
Yeah, and I just want to shout out to all the ATL Zoom single moms out there. You're doing a great job with your kids. Doing a wonderful job with those kids.
Check us out on social media, man. Let's figure it out. ATL Zoom. I'm not on social media, but I know we have a great following on there.
Yes, you do. You do.
On Instagram.
Like I said, shout out to all the single moms that are doing wonders with their raising those kids right. They're raising them right.
Well, we have a team meeting on Sunday. I will remind them that you have to give them a shout out.
All right, dear, my man. Have a wonderful day, man. Are you going to the game? Are you going to the game Saturday?
I will be at the game. I have an event tonight, and I'm doing a tailgate with Champ Bailey at 2 o'clock tomorrow in Athens. I have an event tonight at my office on 3rd and Peachtree from 4 to 6 for all you Notre Dame fans and lovers on our patio at our office. And then we enjoy the game Saturday night. And then at some point, I'll go to sleep.
All right, then. Well, I might come to that. I might come check out that tailgate there. Come hang out.
Yeah, do that.
With some of the gracious alumni. Yeah.
You'll see a lot of guys that you know there. Trust me. It's just not Georgian Notre Dame alumni. Everybody lives here, so I invited everybody.
All right, then, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you.
All right. And John, I want to apologize to you right now for whatever he's going to do next.
He's going to pick winners in football games. So that's what he's going to do. Thanks, Alan.
All right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.